With Montana News, I'm Austin Amostoy. If you've ever spotted a flash of brown and white plunge from the sky into a Montana river, there's a good chance you've seen an osprey. The birds are known for their fishing skill and ability to live alongside humans. This spring, thousands of people around the world tuned in to watch one of the world's oldest known ospreys celebrate a long-awaited milestone in Missoula. In a nest high atop a wooden pole under a bluebird sky, an osprey calls over and over. The Clark Fork River rushes by a few dozen feet away, and ornithologist Eric Green stands in the nearly empty parking lot beneath the nest.
When she calls like that, that call means she usually sees her mate.
He lifts his binoculars and peers downriver.
Oh, here he comes. Here he comes. Here he comes. Yep, see him right here?
Sure enough, a second osprey swoops over to the nest, clutching a small fish. He hands off the catch to his mate.
Not bad, huh?
Green speaks osprey. He's studied the birds for more than 3 decades and visits this nest nearly every day. Green is far from the only one watching.
Iris has kind of gone viral. She's a superstar.
Iris is the name of the osprey that's called this nest home for more than 2 decades. She got her name from the distinctive speckles in her eyes. Since 2013, a small black orb hanging over the nest has live-streamed every moment to social media followers worldwide. Her fan base has swelled to more than 20,000 people. Green says they watched Iris weather many setbacks through the years.
Different males, you know, ups and downs, losing babies, losing eggs.
Her 2 eggs this year are a huge achievement. Thanks to a reliable new mate, Iris has the chance to raise chicks for the first time in 5 years. Green and others around the world have been watching closely to see if those eggs hatch. Iris's fans say they're drawn to her story of survival. She's become one of the oldest known ospreys in the world while feeding from one of the country's largest Superfund complexes. More than 100 miles of the Clark Fork River is contaminated with heavy metals and chemicals washed away from a century of mining, milling, and smelting. Back in 2006, Green and other University of Montana scientists realized raptors living along the river could play a crucial scientific role.
They're sort of like a canary in a coal mine, right? They're telling us about the health of the river.
Tiny particles of mining waste travel up the food chain in the river ecosystem, from bottom feeders to fish and finally to ospreys. Local scientists with the Montana Osprey Project keep tabs on the Clark Fork's pollution and cleanup efforts by taking blood samples from osprey chicks.
We're getting this really amazing view of what it takes to be, in this case, an osprey raising chicks in a sort of challenging environment.
While scientists for years have told humans not to eat fish from the Clark Fork near Missoula, ospreys don't follow that rule. Green says Iris's longevity is a testament to her strength and to the river's ongoing recovery. Iris is about 28 years old.
Most ospreys don't live probably beyond 7-8 years, so she's pretty special that way.
Iris has outlived at least 3 mates, hailstorms and floods, and a 5-year stretch without a reliable partner. Many of the ups and downs of her life have been documented by a woman who lives more than 2,000 miles away.
That's what brings me the most joy, is to be able to teach people.
Sharon Lee Miles is a volunteer camera operator for Cornell College's BirdCam program. From her home in Lexington, South Carolina, she and other volunteers feed Iris's social media followers a 24-hour stream after she migrates back to Missoula.
When Iris returns, my husband says, "I'll see you in the fall." Literally, every year.
Miles is part of the Montana Osprey Project, too. Her role is to make sure osprey watchers have the tools to become citizen scientists themselves. Miles has always been drawn to Iris's resilience as a mother. She recalls a moment in 2018 that captured that spirit. Iris's former mate, Louie, was struggling to catch fish for Iris and their 3 chicks.
We lost 2 of them, and there was 1 left.
Then Miles watched as Iris left the nest, leaving her remaining chick unguarded.
And she was gone a long time, and I was petrified.
Miles knew a raven could come by at any minute and carry the last chick away. Long minutes passed until
Iris came back with the biggest fish you have ever seen. But that's my memory of Iris. She did what she had to do. And that's a great mom.
This year, Iris has the chance to be a great mom once again. Her first egg hatched in the early hours of June 12th. She and her new mate will spend the rest of the summer feeding, defending, and teaching until migration season arrives once again. Reporting in Missoula, I'm Austin Amestoy.